We bless you. We thank you. We hallow your name. You can have your seat in God's presence. Bow down your heart to him. Just can you just bow down your heart? Can we just close our eyes? Some ears are opening. You are hearing God for the first time. We thank you. Lord, I was sheep you. I was sheep you. Let him hear you. Lord, I was sheep you. I was sheep you for your name. Holy,
your name is holy,
Lord.
Jesus, for your name is holy, Lord.
For your name is, thank you for your name is, your name is
holy, holy,
for your name is, your name is, your name is love. For your name is holy, is holy, is love. Can I hear your voice? For your name, for your name, for your name is,
your name is,
your name is,
your name is.
We thank you, Lord.
For your name,
for your name is holy.
Your name is
holy, holy Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. You know, in the things of God, we keep growing. We just keep growing. Yesterday, while preparing for the service, and right, the topic of what I wanted to preach is the benefit of the outpouring. While preparing for the service, I was just hearing, just worship, just pray. But I was not in the mood to worship. I had to go and look for one old Nathaniel Bassey song and started praying for, but I was not able. I did not know that God was praying for the service, that when we come to the service, for that one we just worship him. I did not know. It was when I mount here and we started, I know that that was what he was telling me. There is a benefit in the outpouring. And you know what? He inhabits the praises of his people. When he hears them praise him, he says, let me go and see what is happening there. And when he comes, he sees the need. And he gladly and graciously meets the need. Are you here? There are benefits in the outpouring. And we, as we are here now, the rain has started falling. If you can see in the spirit, you can know. You know already. The outpouring is here. I just want to tell you the benefit of it. Let me quickly, let me just rush through them so that we can just praise him and pray some prayers again. Number one, when there is an outpouring, the resources of the spiritual heavenly realm, the resources of the spiritual and the heavenly realm are made available to us for earthly use. Every resource of the heavenly realm, every resource of the spiritual realm, everything that makes heaven tick is made available for us in the outpouring. So when there is a meeting like this and you can feel the glory of the Lord upon us, you can start to engage the resources of heaven. You can start to decree and start to proclaim, and things start to happen for you. Can we do that now? We are in the outpouring. We want to engage heavenly resources. The angels of God are here, and they are here to help you. Lift your hands up. Make a decree about your life. 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 Engage with spiritual resources made available under this outpouring. Let the doors open for me. Engage spiritual resources for earthly use. Engage them for earthly use. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When there is an outpouring, there is empowerment and enablement for life and ministry. In fact, the outpouring brings awakening, it brings empowerment, it brings enabling. So when there is an outpouring, when the Lord comes upon us like a rain of His Spirit, you have empowerment and enablement. In fact, in the midst of that, everything called failure is terminated. We no longer say things do not work. Because where the Holy Spirit is, things work. And under the outpouring, we receive the grace that brings empowerment and enablement for life and ministry. Remember, all things that pertain to life and godliness have been given to us by His divine nature. 2 Peter 1:3. And we can engage them. Listen, you have been empowered. You have been enabled. You have been given a gun. If you like, shoot with it. If you like, don't shoot with it. You are enabled. You are empowered. Can I say, under this atmosphere, I have been enabled and I have been empowered. Therefore, you are going to fill in the gap. Hello. Say, under this atmosphere, I have been enabled. I have been empowered. Therefore, este libo called Yakata. Enabled, empowered, enabled, empowered, enabled, empowered. Eriatala makata labakate lebokuka. Eriatata tata makata labaka. Eriatata lamakata lebokuko ribekeria. Kados, kados. Enabled and empowered. I am enabled, I'm empowered. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. under the outpouring, God takes people from the grave and gives them life. Ezekiel 37, speak to the dry bones. All over us, yeah, there are dry areas of our life. There are areas where things are not working. There are areas as if we are in the grave. But under the outpouring, this bread comes upon us. Like the rain comes upon the grass and everything sprouts to be green. All around, 2 weeks ago, last week, 3 weeks ago, everywhere was brown. Just two rain already, you can see green grasses everywhere. The rain does not struggle with dryness. Once it comes, things change. And the rain of the Spirit is here. Every dry, dead area of your life, they are receiving life. In the name of Jesus. Are you here? I am under the earth warning. Therefore, let there be life. Life, 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 life. Let there be life in every area of my life. Let there be life. I am under the earth warning. I benefit from life, life, life. Every marriage that is dying, let them receive life. Anyone with a health issue, receive life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me have Genesis 7, 11 and 12. Let me explain something there. You see, the Holy Spirit is compared to many things for our understanding. In theology, we call it the symbols of the Holy Spirit. And the one we engaged last week was the wind and breath. Today, I want us to engage the rain of the Spirit. And it's good because rain just fell yesterday. And we have a feeling of what the rain can bring. But you see, the dimensions I want you to understand is that when you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in you. It's a living water in you. But that water has no burst forth. It is by the outpouring that the water bursts forth from us. The outpouring brings rain upon us. And the water in us also bursts out. Did you notice that rivers and streams that go dry during rainy season, they also become like, you discover a place where you play football. During rainy season, it just becomes a river. When there is an outpouring, even what is within you comes out. Look at it. Genesis, when the rain, the first rain fell, the first outpouring. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the grave deep inside of you shall flow, rivers of in you, the deep part of your heart. Just like the deep of the ground, the water bursts forth. God wants the fountains of great deep to burst open from you. And the windows of heaven were open. So two things that God wants to open happen. Within you, the river bursting forth. That's why we are praising God for the river to burst forth. That's why we pray for the river to burst forth. And the rain also comes upon it. And everywhere will be filled with the water of the Spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? My agenda for this service, that the water within you bursts forth and the rain comes upon you also. Are you here? The water bursts forth when we pray. So when I ask you to pray, pray, let it burst forth. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost, let it burst forth. And let the rain come and do great and mighty things in our midst. I have 21 points here. Let me rush through some of them. It brings life. It brings boldness and courage. The outpouring terminates fear. It terminates fear. So if somebody has been threatening you in your area, if somebody has been threatening you in your family, if somebody has been threatening you in your place of work, where do you go to again? Where do you go to again? Anywhere you go to, if somebody has been threatening you, you have received the outpouring and there is courage and there is grace and there is strength and power for you. Are you here? If you understand, say amen. What are you afraid of? It can't stand the outpouring. It can't. In Acts 4:31, everywhere was shaking. And they had boldness. And they had courage. According to Joel 2:28, the Lord will pour the Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will do what? They will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions.
So from today, my eyes are locked, my ears can't hear. Comes to an end because under the outpouring, eyes of the spirit are open and ears are open. So that you can prophesy, you can see visions, you can dream.
In summary, what we are saying is that revelatory gifts and the prophetic is released under this kind of atmosphere.
And you should not live here the same way you came. May your eyes be open. May your ears be open. Would it not be good if your eyes are like that of Elisha? Where whatever your child is in school, you just have a feeling. And you see everything happening in school. And when your child comes, you tell her, this happened to you. This happened to you today. How will you feel like if that happens to you? It is not what they do on television. It is what God graciously wants to give you as a child. The prophetic, the revelatory gift. When there is an outpouring, there are divine encounters. Supernatural divine encounters. If you read Revelation chapter 1, I think around verse 8 or so, but 1, it said, on the Lord's day, I was in the spirit. And then there was an encounter. And we are here under the outpouring in the spirit. Hallelujah. That's what my song will be.
That's what my song will be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what my song will be.
My song will be.
That's what my song will be.
My song will be.
That's what my song will be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what my song will be.
My song will be.
That's what my song will be.
My song will be.
That's what my song will be.
We'll quickly do some things, but let me just show you some more things. So under the outpouring, there are healings. And their deliverances. Why am I sharing all these things? The rivers has burst forth. The rains has come down. And it's moving like a mighty river. Inside that river are different dimensions of what you need. Which are the benefits. So you enter the river and you pick your own. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? There's a bursting forth by the spirit within us. And there's a rain upon us. And it's coming like a mighty river. Ezekiel 47. From under the altar at the temple. Of different levels and different heights. And in it, in Ezekiel 47, you see, on each side are the trees of life. Bringing forth fruit. And I'm telling you, in that river, there are different sorts of fruit. Set of fruit. Healing. Deliverance. Enablement. Joy. For anyone depressed, passion, courage, anointing, callings, graces, and mantles. They are worship anointing. They are divine visitation under the in the river. What you do is jump into the river and pick your own. Remember the book of John when the angel of God tears the water. As many as jump into it first, receive it. But this one is not for one. It is for all flesh. And the river is upon us. We are in it. It's time for us to pick all that God brings by the Holy Spirit to us. It's time for us to pick from it. Lift your two hands to Him. Can we just draw from worship? Let's just worship Him. And then we go into prayers. And you draw from it. You draw from it. Can you tell Him something wonderful? Tell Him something good. So you can draw revelation and prophetic. You can draw supernatural encounters. You can have divine visitations. You can have divine encounters. You can have divine interventions. You can have all-round victory. Doors are opening for you. There is open heavens for you. The river is flowing and you are in the river. You can draw from it. You can draw from it. Can we lift our hands to Him and just thank Him? Can we begin to draw from a river?
Lord, I've come to draw.
Divine enablement for supernatural acts on earth. Divine enablement for supernatural acts in my place of work. Divine enablement to exceed my target. Empowerment to overcome the problems and challenges of life. I draw. The river is here with its fruit. Can you draw for me? Can you draw? Can you draw life for your business? Can you draw wisdom for your children? Can you draw? Let's draw. Let us draw. You can draw fruitfulness. Things are working for you now. The rain is upon your land. Every dryness is done around for you. Can we draw? Iria da maka, ekere de bokuria, anana makata la bakaria tada, Maria tala da ba, Iria da ba, makata la baka, Iria da, epeli bokuria anana makaria, Aria tala makata la bakata, etete le bokodia, antala makata la makata. Refreshes and renewal. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Can I have Psalm 46 verse 4? Psalm 46 verse 4. Can we all read together? There is a river. Let's go. There is a river whose streams made glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. You are the temple of the living God. And there's a river that flows through you that makes glad. For anyone depressed and sad, we are going to draw joy. We are going to pray this together. Lift your two hands up. Say, anyone in this church, anyone in my family, anyone in this church, anyone in my family that is depressed under the cloud of darkness, under the cloud of sadness, we draw the river of joy. We draw joy. Let there be a positive thought of joy. By this word, we terminate depression. We terminate despair. We terminate despair. Let the oil of gladness be upon you. Ekeremo Korea nana makata. Eriadana makaria telelo Korea.
Emmanuel, we want to see you.
Oil of gladness.
We want to hear
the river of joy. Oil of gladness.
Emmanuel,
the river of joy. The oil of gladness. The river of joy, the oil of gladness.
We want to see
the river of joy, the oil of gladness.
We
in the name of Jesus.
From you.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want us to pray this prayer again. I knew mental illness, or what do we call it, mental health issue, was a serious sin the day Robin Williams committed suicide. I don't know if you know Robin Williams. Robin Williams was one of the best comedians from America. Acted many films. Make people cry and laugh from his films. Very funny. But he committed suicide. I thought it was a small thing until I started counseling people. I've once counseled a 13-year-old girl in this church before, a long time ago, that had attempted suicide like 2-3 times that the family never knew. Years ago, like 7 years ago. All around us, because of economy and different issues, people are depressed, people are down, people have like a cloud over them.
See, the people are hearing voices saying, kill yourself. People are hearing voices saying, you will die in pain, or you better terminate your life quickly.
It has become normal. I've heard 8-year-old, 9-year-old said, I feel like committing suicide.
That's because there's...
devil has brought a spirit of mourning and sadness and cloud of darkness upon people.
If there is anything that must come out of this service today, is that joy will flow like a river in the life of our people in the name of Jesus.
Why did I use Robin Williams as an example?
Your husband, your wife, your children can be laughing at home. It doesn't mean they are not in trouble of mental health issues.
And we were joking together yesterday, and he committed suicide. I know of a pastor, Darren, in America, that was a mental health advocate. The day he was preparing for World Suicide Day, 12 a.m. of that day, he committed suicide. I know of a pastor that finished preaching, and after preaching, went into his pastorium, or what, his office, and the church member heard the gong, bah! When they got there, the pastor has killed himself. But while he was preaching, he was smiling. Nobody knew that your partner is smiling.
It might be that he's smiling a smiley of
depression is becoming endemic. And it can only be broken by joy.
Our time is fine, but lift your 2 hands up. Anyone in my family that is depressed? Anyone in this church that is depressed? The spirit of joy! 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 Let there be joy! Let the joy of the Lord! The oil of God's gladness! The oil of God's gladness! The oil of God's gladness! Let it be upon our people. We thank you. We glorify your name. In the name of Jesus. Put your right hand on your head. One of my favorite scriptures, Exodus 10. It says, may your head not lack oil. Can you put your hand on your head and say, throughout this year, may my head not lack the oil of the Holy Spirit. Can you pray for yourself? May my head not lack oil. May my head not lack oil. May my head. May my head not lack oil. May my head not lack oil. Oil of gladness. Oil of breakthrough. Oil of empowerment. Oil of greatness. Oil of ease. Oil of wisdom. May my head not lack oil. We give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the church says, amen. Thank you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. Let there be an outpouring of God's abundance upon you. Let the Spirit of God over ever everything in your family. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace and rest all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. See you at the house fellowship in the evening.